Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Hope this beat got your head nodding. It's not your head Wednesday. Checking for hip-hop, but checking for R&B. Not your head Wednesday, got the fix you need. No matter the genre, they play the latest and the greatest display. Showing love to all the independents. Middle finger to industry, declaring independence. Word to the prodigal son, logical one. Bringing dope in the views, honest reviews. R.C. and Amber, always keep the fellas tuned. Helping us understand a real woman's point of view. Word to the people for intelligent rhetoric. They keep us in the loop, but what's current in the news. Wednesday days at 7, tune in and relax. If you ain't in the crib, tune from the app. 6, stay locked on the Wednesday night. Set up boards L1, it's time to go live.
Started at the bottom, now we on top. Haters act foul, but I can see him on the fly. Got the means, got the guap, got the loop, got the watch. So much cheddar in my pocket, got my jeans about to pop. Fashion all day, though the flow don't stop. Logical One, airwaves on lock. We lead a competition sitting in the grave plot. And if you disagree, we'll leave you in the same spot, fool.
Okay, I was like, well, what happened, man? We lost you for a second, man. What happened?
Nah, man, it must have been you, man. You must have pushed the wrong button.
Nah, man, that was you, man. What's going on,
I
man?
Oh, I got you. Ain't nothing, brother. You know, just chilling, looking for some served sandwiches.
Looking for some sandwiches, man. Now, I kicked it with you, man. I'm out here with Sonya D, man, out here in Chicago, man. You know, we had the little set up over here at the Touch of the Past in Bellwood, man. And that, you know, you got the, I got the show for you around Bellwood, and you know, get you some tacos, and you know, my old lady and her aunt sits over there harassing you, man.
Yeah, okay, man. It was good, man.
It's slow motion, man. This is what I do when I ain't driving niggas around, man.
Oh, I hear you. Hey, man, we gotta do something, brother.
Yeah, you know how it go, man. You know how it go. So, yeah, we got you coming out here, man, on the 31st, man. Eddie Griffin, Ken Whitley, G-Thang. I think it's one more person on that venue. And, yeah, that's what's popping, man.
We're going to be up in there, man, the 31st. So y'all come check it out, man. All you honeys, I'm going to bring y'all a whole lot of these donuts. So y'all come out, check a brother out, and it's going to be, hey, man, we're going to have fun, man. You know what? I might just do something crazy, man. I might just take out my clothes off, set myself on fire, man, and run across stage, man. It's going to be a spectacle.
Yeah, that's something crazy. That will be a spectacle, man. So what you doing now, man? You still, you in California or you in Texas still, man?
Yes, man. I'm still doing stuff, man. Last thing I did was Ant Farm is a kid show on Disney. And I just shot a movie with Michael Blackson called Tony Montana. So, okay. Man, y'all check out that. Yeah, man. So, you know, still trying to maintain, man. Still trying to maintain.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. You eating right, man? I know Sonya was getting on me, man, for taking you out over there for the tacos, man. You over there eating right, man?
Yeah, man, I'm eating right, man. I'm trying. It's a process,
yeah,
man. It's a lifestyle change. Ain't no such thing as diet. There's a lifestyle change, man.
Exactly. And she's like, man, you took him over there to get some tacos. He ain't supposed to be eating that shit. I'm like, look,
man,
I can't stop the man from eating what he want to eat.
You know how it is, man. You know, a man going to do what a man do, man, until you have a heart attack.
Exactly. Yeah, you sitting over there pleading to the Lord. What's going on? Don't take it down.
Yeah. You know it for real. Yeah, man. It's going good though, man. I can't complain, man.
That's what's up, man. You do anything on Facebook, man? Anybody reach out to you, some fans? I'm gonna be out there taking pictures.
Reginald Ballard, Ballard on Facebook, and my Twitter. My daughter set up my Twitter. I don't even know. I think it's Bruhman_FifthFlow. The number Bruh 5 F L O.
Spell that last name again, man, so I can add you, man. Ballard,
Ballard, Ballard. Reginald Ballard.
Ballard. Ballard. Okay.
No. Ballard.
Okay. Ballard. Oh, found you that quick. Gotcha.
Yeah, man.
And you know. Yeah, man. Well, I'm gonna be out there, man, chilling, man, trying to get over there and hang out with you, man, backstage, man, take some pictures, man. Of course, my old lady gonna be with me too, so she might be bugging you again. They took them pictures, man.
Top
and,
good.
You know,
ain't
it was bragging there,
but
like, hey, you do that.
They can't bother me. They don't bother me, man. It's all good.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. That's what's up.
Yes, sir.
How did you and Michael Jackson look up for this movie, man? I mean, because like I said, I ain't seen him. The last thing I heard about that cat, man, he was going to court, man, and that was it.
Yeah, man, Mike doing it big, man. We did a flick, and it's a spoof of Scarface, man. It's called Coney Montana. And we making fun of Scarface. It's a comedy. It's pretty funny. And, man, he has some real funny scenes up a minute. Man, you have to check that out. But, yeah, so we
yeah,
had we
see that?
We're to make it happen. Huh?
When can we expect that to drop?
I don't know, man. I heard April, but I'm not sure. They did a private screening for it, I think, Monday. Monday they did a private screening of it.
So we looking for that around 2014, basically, then, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Ooh. Yeah, that's about time.
You know, it's not. I'm supposed to be doing it. They called my manager today, man. They want me to do this other film in Detroit, man, in the spring of 2014. I don't know the name of it, but I got the script the other day, so I really haven't looked at it real good yet. But man, you know, still trying to make things happen, man.
That's what's up, man. You got to ride for the video, man.
I love coming out, man. I love coming out to Chicago, man. See some real women, man. I like them. I like the thick ladies out here in L.A. They got these little skinny girls. You go out here, man, dance in the club, skinny girls, man. The strip club, they be dancing with the baggy thong. Thong be hanging out down their ankles, man. Yeah, man. You know, I'm like, you know, I want to come with a, you know, the real women with cuts and scratches on a bullet wound C-section. Holding her seat, cutting her stomach, yo.
that's a bit too much, man. I don't know about all that there. Man, look, you're going to need a ride to the venue, man. I'm available, man. You're going to need a ride up there, man. They take care of you for that day.
they better be taking care of me. See, if they want me to show up, they better be doing something. Because I think we're doing that spot on the 31st, and then I think we're going to Indiana on the 1st.
Okay, so y'all going day after, y'all out.
Yeah, man, we out there, yeah, man. What's the name of it? I think it's Fort Wayne, Indiana, man.
Yeah, that's a little short. Well, yeah, from South Side, it's a short ride from Chicago to there, so you ain't got to catch no plane
right,
or nothing for that. So they'll be able to shoot
right
there. You should. I'm just speculating. I don't know what they're gonna do with you, but yeah, man. Well,
right,
I got your math here, man. You know, I can keep up with you, man. I can't add you right now because you loaded up on Facebook right now, so I can't
all
add
right,
you.
Man. I do it when I get back to the house. I just add it on there.
Yeah, but other than that, man, it's good to hear from you, man. I'm looking forward to seeing you next week and tripping out with you, man. I'll bring you back out this way and we can get some more tacos or whatever, man.
All right, then, brother. That's what's up, man. Cool.
That's what's up. I appreciate the call, man. And we just heard my man, Bruh Man, from the 5th Floor. Check him out Saturday, the 31st of August, end of this month, going on to the holiday weekend. Come see him, Kim. I keep forgetting one of the last names.
Kim Whitley.
Kim Whitley, G-Bang, and Eddie Griffin, man. Four comedians, four very funny comedians. They're going to be there, man. Y'all can support this. I got tickets still. Hit me up, you know, and we're trying to fill this venue up, man. They got to get paid, man. Y'all get seeing laughs, pay these people, you know. That's what's up, man. Thanks for calling, man. I'm going to keep up with you, man.
Thank you.
Like I said, I got your info. And
okay,
you don't holler, man. Thank you, sir.
Tell your wife I say what's up, man.
I got you.
All right.
She don't like that. He
says
it to later.
Later, man.
See you later.
All right, brother.
So, all right, y'all. That was my man, Brother Man from Fifth Flow. He called in to check this out. And, man, it's going to be a good show, man. Y'all got to go check that piece out, man, when it starts. Again, it's on August 31st. I believe that is, yep, it's a Saturday. And it's carrying on to the holiday weekend, so y'all ain't got no excuse. You know, Sunday, y'all can go to church, all the sitting you're going to do later on that day, and then come on back and chill. And that's what's up, man. So I want to thank Brother Man for coming through. And I wish I could have got Kim Whitley on here. Like I said, I keep mispronouncing the woman's name, but she was supposed to have been on yesterday, and, you know, my man D had complications, so it'd be like that sometimes. And it is what it is. Other than that, if y'all want to see pictures and stuff like that I've taken, I still have NodYourHead.web.com, www.NodYourHead.web.com. And I still have the Facebook page, Nod Your Head. It's Nod_Your_Head. Google it or go on to Facebook and look it up, and you'll find it, and you'll see myself and Brother Man chilling together. You know, he gave his government name, so if y'all didn't hear it, he on Facebook, that he loaded up with friends. The motherfucker got like over 1,000 friends on there. You know, all niggas that I've you know, took pictures of, dealt with, so on and so forth. And, yeah, it is what it is. So, anyway, last week I was talking about the young gentleman, the young brother that had the issue with his criminal history and his education, and they denied him a heart transplant. Well, the young brother has had a reversal, and they are indeed going to give him the heart transplant. And I think they should have, you know, I'm not saying he should have been bumped in front of anybody, but the excuse that they had gave in regards to him getting the transplant was a bunch of bullshit. And I thought that was totally wrong for them to do. And I'm glad they actually made a reversal. So yes, that young brother is going to get his transplant, and let's just say it is what it is, you know. I'm glad that actually happened for him, too, because, like I say again, that was totally wrong how they did him. And, you know, I mean, there are plenty of other things, you know, to protest about and be upset about. This happened to be one of them. And, you know, like I said, I can't, for the life of me, I've never heard of anybody being denied a transplant because of their criminal history and their school education. This was a 15-year-old kid, man, and they played him real shady with that. And I honestly believe if the media and the community had not gotten involved, he would not have gotten his transplant. So I'm actually glad that that came through for that young gentleman. And it should have, you know, as it should have, you know. That was wrong. That was totally wrong. In other news, I think we've had enough of the Kendrick Lamar circle jerk. I mean, it was good. It breathed new life in the hip-hop. And I guess the bad thing about it is the people that he actually dissed, or I won't even say dissed, the people that he actually went at still have yet to reply. And everybody that some of the people that may or may not have replied, they've done an interview. I mean, Joe Budden finally came out with one. Okay, whatever, cool. That's great. And then he had his little thing where he was talking and blah blah blah, whatever. You know, speaking his shit, and then you know later on he got in and you know he said what he had to say. So that's cool and everything. But again, like the 15 minutes of this is pretty much worn off. And the people who are speaking aren't the ones who were initially called out. So, you know, we have that going into effect. And, you know, it is what it is. Let's see what else in news. Like I say, I'm going through, you know, we had an abbreviated show. I had shit to do. And, again, this is an abbreviated show. So, you know, you got like an hour of me talking shit. I'm looking for my co-host to call in, and evidently I think she is either late or forgot what time it is or what, you know. This is what happens when you deal with niggas. And, you know, it is what it is. So what I'm going to do, I have very little music, and by very little music, I have nothing uploaded. But I am going to pay this Fredo Starr that New York Rough. So I'm going to let y'all hear that. Next week when I come back, I have Earl Sweatshirt. A couple other new cats came out. I had that Pete Rock and CEO. I'm not Pete Rock, CEO, but Pete Rock and Camp Low. So I'll probably bring that back to you next week with a few other gems that are coming out. So, you know, keep it locked, and we'll be back. Check out Fredo, that New York Rough. Here we go.
Yeah, it's that New York, you know what I mean? Word up, 4 o'clock in the morning shit, roll up, light up, it's that New York, front of the bodega, where kids drink 40 and blunts for gold diggers, where niggas with black masks like the Long Ranger, running the store like let me hold the paper, it's that New York, front of the bodega, where kids drink 40 and blunts for gold diggers, where niggas with black masks like the Long Ranger, running the store like let me hold the paper, it's that New York, New York, New York, yeah, yo, it's the city of dreams that can turn into a nightmare. Can't find one nigga that'll fight fair. Everybody got a quick scheme to get rich, flip bricks. So trying to hit the pick six, get a quick fix, all the things really want. iPads getting smoked in the Philly blunt. Me, we smoking blunts at the Sky Bar. Columbus Circle at the High Bar. High, y'all. Black AP got on safety. We so thugged out, look what rap made me. You don't see, don't say nothing. New York, New York, like nobody know nothing. It's the code of the streets. I'm a Queens nigga, late night, I'm running through the lower. It's that New York, front of the bodega, where kids drink 40 and blunts for gold diggers, where niggas with black masks like the Long Ranger, running the store like let me hold the paper. It's that New York, front of the bodega, where kids drink 40 and blunts for gold diggers, where niggas with black masks like the Long Ranger, running the store like let me hold the paper. It's that New York. This where hip-hop came from. Graffiti on the trains, then it snatch your chain, son. Hey, body full of fast moves. Blast rules, cash rules, cause every builder's fast dude. If they ask you what time it is, it's just stick up kids trying to set you up. You know I know what time it is. You gotta have street smarts to learn your lesson. Hennessy straight can burn your resistance. This for my D's that burnt in the essence. I'm in the GT, burning down 7. I double back, put money on the Jets. Came back, doubled up, put money on the net. I took that, doubled up on some coke from uptown. Took it back down to Bucktown. We open all night, all week. New York stand strong like the bull on Wall Street. That New York, front of the bodega, where kids drink 40 and blunts for gold diggers, where niggas with black masks like the Long Ranger, running the store like let me hold the paper. It's that New York, front of the bodega, where kids drink 40 and blunts for gold diggers, where niggas with black masks like the Long Ranger, running the store like let me hold the paper. It's that New York, that New York, that New York. That New York, 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 that New York.
New York, that 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 New York.
This is what it's come to. It's gonna be easy, man. Lyrical exercise for me. Right. Go get him.
Get in tune with a spitter. Excuse me, I'm sicker. What you diving in ain't a pool full of liquor. You rap like you used to share a room with your sister. Trap like we looking at two different pictures. You animal food, I'd be damned if I lose to the cat that lost to the Charles Hamilton dude. How could you claim you nice? You let him take your mic. Middle of your rap, couldn't even say it right. Must be getting high, thinking you as sick as I. With traps you killing, you wouldn't kill a vibe. Taking strokes and writer's block. Use your Geminis, you don't see them twice as hot. You sound weird when you jump on the verse. Nigga, I'm out shit when it comes to the first. Bundles of work. Y'all gon' make me duck tape. Mr. Duckworth been the duck with these words. Get a push wig, you don't know what good is. Like your first album title, you's a good kid. Time to show this amateur a lesson. His whole schemes are full of bad cannabis impressions. I'm Big L all spring, I all king. Same dunk when he's falling, for a dream. Act silly, get laughed till the track dizzy. Twist raps out of smoke you, I call him the black hippie. Get it, it's just as poetic. I'm dumping the pump till he yell cut, nigga, no credit. You know you hate his frontin', how could he be claiming something? When all he do is switch his flow and don't be saying nothing. I catch drawers, time to let the lead pour. Watch them niggas pull when they get messy at the mess hall. Dead raw, y'all gon' have to bet more. You rapping, I'm metaphor, punch your niggas' heads off. What you can tell is dawn. I got a check upon, put a check up on his head. That nigga dead and gone. How could you tell me wrong? Dominicans don't wish that you was born there. They wish that you was never born. What's the splitter? Send his body to this nigga on control. You name everybody but the spitters. Like I ain't right here. And my night is right here. I'm the Harlem nigga in your nightmares. You really ain't hot. I got the thing locked. Bunch of hardballs, I don't need a name drop. Bang stop, every time I aim shot. I just had the schoolboy, he ain't know how Jay rock. Right.
All right, so here we are back again. Y'all heard that was last week. That was the final. Well, that wasn't the final comeback, but that was by J.R. Ryder from. He came in with his answer back to what's his face? Fucking the shit, Kendrick Lamar. Yeah, he came back with his answer to Kendrick Lamar, and there's so many cats that came out last week and this week, and none of the ones that we needed to come out and say what the hell was going on as far as in hip-hop, man. We had a discussion about that, a couple of friends of mine and shit like that, so we were talking about that. But, yeah, man, that's hip-hop, man. That's what hip-hop is all about, man. So, anyway, in music news, HipHopRumors.com or AllHipHop.com. The real reason why Death Row failed. I'm not sure how truthful this is, but according to AllHipHop.com, and I'm going to read this one verbatim. Dudes over at HSK are reporting that Suge Knight is illiterate, and they are saying that this is factored into why Death Row crumbled. Suge went to college as a football star, remember that. But they are alleging that the scary man was allowed to get by off his sports skills. I can believe that. HSK says a source of theirs recently met Suge Knight and asked him for an autograph. Her name was Yolanda. And he asked her how to spell that. A lot of people don't know this, but Suge can't read or write. Not sure how honest this is, but because Suge is some form of intelligence for what he made happen in hip-hop, I too don't agree Brother is illiterate. But I think, in my opinion, the reason Death Row crumbled the way it did, you lost Dre, you lost Snoop, you lost Pop. I mean, there's nothing more to say. Your producer, one of your first headlining MCs, and then Pop dies, and mysteriously dies, which many feel to this day was by his hand, allegedly. So, that being said, the real reason Death Row crumbled, I mean, they had a lot of talent, but they lost a lot of talent. You know, you lost Daz and Corrupt, you know, Dog Pound, you know, you kept Nate, you know, Nate Dogg, you know, Warren G. You had a lot of people riding under the Death Row banner, and once the real meat and bone of that label left, it crumbled. You know, he tried to rule with an iron fist, but if you can't keep into balance your business and your street ethic, you lose every time. And I feel that was part of the reason why Death Row come. Hold on for 1 second, please. Okay, yeah, we're back. I'm just trying to make sure that the studio is running efficiently. But yeah, you know, that to me indicates why Death Row crumbled, man. You can't sit up in there and thug rule shit and expect the shit to be what it's going to be. Don't work like that, you know. A lot of cats tried it and kind of failed. So that being said, yeah, it is what it is. Anyway, I got a little bit more music to throw on. When we get back, we're going to talk about DMX, silly ass. And, yeah, we'll be back. So hold tight, chill, and I'll be back. MF Doom coming up.
In a cheap hotel room in Paris, three men stare at an object wrapped in a piece of black velvet.
Hurry, Albert, I can't wait to feast my eyes upon it. At last, the mask of
doom. According to our records, only four men in the world could have planned the theft of the mask. One is safely in prison, and two others are definitely out of the country.
Doom.
Doom?
Huh?
Isn't he a pink card dealer?
Yes, and the cleverest jewel thief in North America. Too clever to have ever been caught.
A modern day Marvel, but terrible, better horrible. When he grabbed the mic from Sonny Crust of all his metal carpools, he said he ain't mean it, he told me by accident. After the show, he didn't follow where y'all tax went. Will this be available on Wax Ax Max Mill? The only opposition to his ass whack tax bill. But will it pass the Senate? Slumlord Tenet and the Super like 1A. Have a fun stay. One day, he planned to put in a runway with enough land for his own project and gunplay. Section 8 penthouse made look like Faye Dunaway. A lot of y'all ass out like gay runaways. It's how they say semi-risque. All day, every day, give out Emmys the quick way. Have the average MC say, give me a sick day. They really ain't got shit to say like Timmy McVeigh.
What?
Get a hunch of real ragtag bunch. And schoolie kept a do-rag in a bag lunch. Just to eat heads on some breakdance shit and spit. He ripped it, skit and Sanskrit. If the pants fit, sport him, but rock him low. Your man like Rollo on the slow, can't knock it though. It's like the same hustle, bro, two knuckles glow. Tucked in the cheagle, just let the name buckle show. Good googly moogly, see that loogie? Yeah, we'll keep it on the DL Hughley. You don't watch her, he might house her like Doogie. Just to cut her loosey like Mr. Oogie. Gooey gumdrops, who he got a style from his pops? You gotta give the bum some props. Ask his sister, her beatbox is more thicker. Doom that nigga, detox for more liquor. Villain fire, admire the sound. Make sure the price is right before he come on down. Rappers be on some you. Forgot who they talking to, too much pork stew. They need to not come out with nothing new. Threw the whole shit up on some what this button do. Doom cheat the game like walkthrough. Run him, son him like Mr. Walk, you tattoo. The way a lot of clowns get down is unnatural. This flow flip like oranges, apples. Rhymes like lime to a lemonade snapple. Leave it at the chapel, don't eat scrapple. First thing they notice when they come to is their bling is gone. Then they start remembering the Klingon with the rings on. In came the villain with the old gear like, hi there. Y'all play the rim, this whole year, my year. Metal face beard like Brittle Pad. Y'all know his pillow, so don't feel so bad. See, he called him old dad, the one the old hoe had. Knew he was a winner since swimmer in the gonads. Okay, pal, pay him like PayPal, so we can be A-OK, not OK Corral. I think today I'll make the lady say ow. And maybe fuck around, take a bow now. Who made his first meal and still carry razor blades? Used to be straight A and still made the grade. Retarded ass, how you get cash so fast? Yeah, after last left back in the retarded class.
Cause
should've went to Bosie's. Watch him more closely. Who he think he's supposed to be? Villain who always wins, at least stay consistent. Find him where that bitch went. Get a room, pitch a tent. Yo, Grip, yo, change that beat, yo. You got another one? Nah, yo.
Our guests are arriving on time. To the second.
They always do. And you always act like it's a miracle.
My dear Tattoo, when each guest is paying $50,000, he or she deserves miracles.
Hi, boss.
Yo, all right, we back. That was my man, MF Doom. A lot of people might not remember Doom, man, but he was part of a group called KMD. Third Base actually introduced them back in the early 80s. Well, actually, late 80s and part of the early 90s. But anyway, Doom's brother died. I believe it was Zed Love X, and I forget his original name. But, yeah, his brother died, and that's how he was down and out for a while after KMD, went down, with the death of his brother, and he became Metalface Doom. And, Doom's a pretty good MC, man. I mean, he mumbles and shit, but he has really good tracks. And, I should say beats, niggas don't say tracks anymore. But, yeah, his beats are pretty good, man. But, I mean, he just do a lot of shady-ass stuff, man. Won't show up to venues, and, he'll have another person dressed up in the mask and fucking lip-syncing. So he does a lot of shady shit, man. But anyway, yeah, that was MF Doom, and that album came out earlier this year, so if you want to go pick it up. It's a pretty good album. It's a deep soul album. I just say it to you like that. It's really good. It's Grand Grip Doom, and check it out. Anyway, in other news, my man Rakim is about to come out with anniversary albums. And Rakim Allah, part of Eric B. and Rakim, it's been like 4 years since he released The Seventh Seal. It was okay, but it wasn't hitting hard. Lyrically, it was good, but the production style, it was horrible. And I can understand why he's not using production, because shit costs money. You just can't go, hey, I'm a legend, I'm Eric B. I'm Rakim. Let me get some beats. You can't do that. So, but yeah, he's got a new album coming out. It's an anniversary album. We don't have any name of it coming out, but from what I've been hearing, Primo's going to be on it, Pete Rock, and a couple other people are going to be producing. He actually hollered at XL Magazine, Extra Extra Large Magazine, so check that out. See what he's talking about if you guys happen to get on there. He ain't talking to Eric B. They don't speak. They ain't spoken in a long time. And, it's bad blood, but it ain't bad blood. It's just like somebody you don't fuck with, And if you know the history, man, Eric B. used to be Rakim's manager. And you know how that can go. You the producer and you my manager, it's a lot of fuckery that comes with that, bad managing, fucking with the money. A whole bunch of shit comes with that. So, yeah, he's not saying anything bad. That's me talking. It ain't him. He ain't saying nothing bad. So, yeah, that's what's going on with Eric B. and Rakim. Again, with that Kendrick Lamar shit, man, everybody is still holding on to that, talking about Kendrick Lamar and Tech N9ne weighed in. I'd really like to know what the fuck is going on with Tech N9ne. I'd have to ask him and see what's up with this shit he does, Ultimate Warrior style, with his face, as far as, the shit he's got scrawled on, he's got the white powder, and he's got the shit on his face and everything. So I have to really holler at him and see what's going on with that. But anyway, yeah, he goes in, and this is courtesy of Hip Hop DX. He goes in about you know, how other rappers are lazy and they need to raise the bar on the quality of their material. And that's easier said than done when the record labels aren't actually pushing lyricism in. They're pushing, you know, nonsense. You know, whatever gets the booty shaking, that's what they're pushing. So it's kind of hard to really, you know, trip on that. But anyway, yeah, he was going in, you know, how the rappers were upset. And blissing him, going in because he said he was king of New York and everything. I knew that was going to come anyway. You know, a lot of people, even though he really don't think he's king of New York, that's part of bragging and rapping and shit like that. They took it to heart, as well they should, because New York kind of fell off. You know, if you couldn't beat them, they joined them, and they started, you know, it's been said before, you got, you know, albums with a whole bunch of collabos and shit with motherfuckers on the same track with you, or whoever's hot, i.e. Drake, J. Cole, Meek Mill, Wale, Mac Miller, whoever the hot item of the hour. So, you know, they got these motherfuckers on the albums and shit, and everybody pretty much has a compilation album as opposed to an album where it's just you by yourself holding your own, you know. And the bar has been lowered for a minute. It's been low for a while. So, yeah, you know, he put some hot coals on the niggas, man. It's just like, man, you know, it is what it is. He got out there. And he put fire under niggas' asses, and motherfuckers got mad. And it kind of gave, you know, a little booster shot to hip-hop and everything. So, I mean, I can't be mad at the dude, man, or not. Like, again, like I said, some of these niggas that's out here rhyming, stop playing, because you really weren't addressed. Although I can appreciate it. Like to say, the top two is Joe Ortiz, and Papoose and Cassie. I got to get Cassie. So the top three right now, in my opinion, is them three. You know, like I say, Joe Budden came out. He said his little 10-cent piece. And, you know, he got on there, said a few things. Plus, he took shots at other cats. Unfortunately, I don't have it right now. If y'all are still interested, I'll put it up next week. You know, the next five people that came out, you know, with something to say. Other than that, like I say, the people that should have responded by now, should have been the people he actually addressed, which was J. Cole, Drake, Wale, Pusha T, Meek Mill, A$AP Rocky. You know, he said his thing, you know, but it really didn't, you know, resonate through the community. So it is what it is, you know. That's what's up with that. Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to talk about DMX when we got back. So, DMX got arrested again on the 20th yesterday, last night, in South Carolina. And he wasn't driving this time, but he was in a traffic stop due to an illegal U-turn made by somebody who was driving the vehicle. Police allegedly claimed they found marijuana in the car. They smelled marijuana on him, and they say they found three more bags on him. On the car's floorboarding during a search. So basically, anyway, they were going to go to jail, or they went to jail, and they kept his ass under arrest because he had a warrant for previous charges. Also, allegedly, he suffered an asthma attack, and if you go to TMZ, you can actually see the video where he's barking off, you know, going off on the cops. And then he had a fucking asthma attack, you know, right there. And, I feel sorry for the guy, man, because, I mean, he literally, you know, he could take Drake's shit and literally say, yo, I started from the bottom, now I'm here. But you finding yourself really quickly going back to the bottom, man. If somebody really needs to just pull his ass to the side, pull him over, you know, especially after that little show on Ayana, whatever the fuck her name, the chick with the horse lips and the horse teeth, you know, she's supposed to save, you know, people's lives and, you know, by counseling them and everything. Ayana, whatever the fuck her name is. But anyway, if you saw that show, you understand what the fuck I'm talking about. I mean, dude was off the chain. the way he japped out, you know, the way he went in on his son, it's wow. You know, his son, you know, got up there and was trying to sing, you know, a song about his dad, trying to get his dad to stop. His dad was like, fuck you, I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do. Somebody really need to pull DMX to the side, holler at him, and get that cat some help, man, because I'm looking for him to turn up dead real soon, because he's slipping really, really bad, really, really bad. And, you know, this cat's got to be tired of, you know, being arrested everywhere you fucking go. You move from Arizona to North Carolina. Why you moved your ass to North Carolina with the, you know, the way the cops behave down there is totally blowing my mind with that. I don't get that, but, you know, do what you got to do, man. You know, I find that a lot of these cats, man, really assassinate themselves, man, with just the bullshit, you know, that they, you know, that's going on with him. You know, Chris Brown and his legacy, and, you know, he ain't no rapper, but at the same time, man, you're an R&B artist, man. You need to chill, nigga. You know, just make your music, man, and make some money, man, and try to live comfortably, man. And these cats, they out here wilding, man. You know, Kanye ass, you know. You just sat up here and busted up, busted up in this damn chick, man, and you just don't understand, Chief, man. When she get tired of your ass and you ain't the hottest motherfucker because your album tanked, whether you know it or not, it's a wrap, B. You know what I'm saying? She gonna hit you for whatever else you got left, and then still married. She gonna go down, somebody else gonna bust her ass down and bust one up in her. I never understand why you did that shit, my nigga, but that shit must be hella good. But he need to get his shit together, man. Rihanna fucking up. I don't know what the fuck going on with her, man. Like I say, it's bad enough that you went through what you did with Chris Brown, whatever happened. Don't condone nobody whooping nobody ass. But at the same time, we don't know what the fuck he really beat her ass about, you know. And that was a wee ass whooping he gave her, man. I don't condone this shit, but goddamn. You know, what really went on in their car? The only motherfuckers they really know is them two and people in their camp that ain't going to say shit. But, you know, she clowning, you know, she was in New York. And she talking shit to her fans. You know, she telling, you know, I understand if motherfuckers, you know, try and touch you and shit like that and whatever, but at the same time, man, these are your fans, man. These are the people that support you. And when they're gone, they're gone. And she's been slowly killing herself, you know. But that's Rihanna, you know. Also just got word in, one of my guys just hit me up. He listening to the show. What up, nigga? I ain't gonna say your government name. But Sean Poe decided he wanted to come in and holler at Kendrick Lamar with the King of New York. I think it only counts though if you still live in New York, dude. You ain't even welcome back in the States right now. I ain't saying Sean ain't shit, but Sean ain't shit right now, dude. You in bumfuck wherever and you ain't even in the States no more, man. So I'm like, dude, it is what it is, man. You know, you're entitled to your opinion, and I may download this and let you guys hear it probably next week because I ain't going to do it tonight. We ain't got time for it. But, yeah, my man Shine jumped on the bandwagon, so we'll probably listen to that. If it's worthy, I'll let you guys listen to it. And, you know, next week we'll be back. Another little goodie I want to do, man, probably not this coming up show, but the next show after that, I want to do Real Females of Hip-Hop. And what I think I may do, I may try to get Rhapsody, Jean Grey, and rest in peace to Jean Grey's mama. Her mama passed today. She actually was going to have a show out here in Chicago. So if you guys happen to get on her Facebook page or, you know, if you see her on Twitter, man, give her love because her mama passed today. So holler at her, man. I can't say I understand what she's going through or I know what she's going through because mine is still here, God bless. But I understand the trials and tribulations that death plays on you when a close member of your family passes. Because around this time last year, I lost my grandmother. So I understand. So keep your head up, big girl. But anyway, back to what I was saying. Yeah, we're going to try to do a female show. I would like to get Jean Grey, Rhapsody, Panty B Fly. I talk to her a lot on Facebook every now and then when I see it pop up there. So I'd like to try to get her on and, you know, just get, if I can catch up with Yo-Yo, you know, talk to her, maybe Lady of Rage. Just try to find some of these old school females of hip hop and get them on the show. I may just dedicate a show where I just talk to them, play a couple of their old joints, or just talk to them and, you know, let y'all hear true females and let them drop some hot fire, you know, like my man Dylon do. And, you know, let y'all hear what real MCs sound like. But, it, well, real female MCs, should I say, you know, because, you know, Drake could be considered a female MC. I kid. Anyway, we're going to play some more music. This my boy out of Canada, man. Give him much love. Cardinal Official.
Yeah, get your weight up, little nigga. Big man business. Let me hear you, though.
Okay.
It was like this. I spit flames the size of Bing Rain's names exclusive. Styles offensive, mad intrusive. Questioning legitimacy of an MC. Pulled a machete out for those who bark off the wrong tree. Niggas thought it wouldn't go down like such. I create 9/11 with every mic I touch. Mad tragedy. This nigga style is so fly. Osama looking to recruit. See the target, better shoot. Who's the brute? Futuristic thugs like Rocket Robin Hood. Die from vapors from a rhyme lightsaber. I'm the Darth Vader. Invader greater than Will and Data. Slayed a traitor. Made blood come out to Serwin Vega. Never paid a name maker. Cause I'm famous from the quote, professor from the school of hard knocks, so take notes on how to roast, and boast to make the most coast to coast, take the dose, bringing your closer to the Holy Ghost, cause battling this is like a record deal, suicide, ain't nobody trying to sign the fucking runner up, nigga, smarten up, nigga, no time to play, okay, so take your baby kids and jet that away, this ain't daycare, it's stealing away the night, leaving rappers tossing and turning from how I rock the mic, and I look just how your girl like, what, a masterpiece, after yell them about the Cardinal recipe. A dash of good look, a pinch of street smart, a handful of niggas that's ready to spit darts. Two shakes of arrogance and one drop of love. The only reason why y'all don't send you to see the man above. I'm your favorite rapper, dope to the bone, lyricist. Flavor like an Oreo, double stuff, soft to the core. Pick a rapper in the record store, and I'm guaranteed to give the fans 1,000 times more. Would you have be the best if he never got laid? Would Murder Mace be saved if he never got paid? Would real niggas go platinum if we all got played? 1,000 times a week, would we still rep the streets? Would you sell out your brethren to make $1 million? Is it true it's only me that really doesn't give a what? Cardinal, what? Flavor like Stone Cold, stealing children out of destiny, leaving their bed cold. I'm an internet virus, nigga think of me. Every time you download, I corrupt your CV like that. And you don't stop. Cardinal representing from the T. Dot. Like that, y'all, you don't stop. Cardinal gonna kill it to the beat.
Watch my hands in the sand, spit true gladiator, happy cannibal and cunning linguist, I'm gladiator, grab a grapple by these skinny jean pockets, put them in the mosh pit, Disneyland catastrophic, gothic, just a fatal dose of the hard shit, vocal for locals, I build these niggas hearts with, protein, caffeine, steroids, dopamine, heroin injected, choking on promethazine, horseplay, till the horse force you off like Chris Reeves, neglected MCs, neck not connected to your leg, please, believe me. We never said it was easy. Got it out of the palace. House of Badiatis. Dominus. Panameus. Ganicus. Spartacus. Take money. Fanny Mayer. Taking rap fans to Afghanistan like General Betrayers. Betting my metaphors is more your sea and Bellator. I could skull fuck Skeletor. Lightning. Apex Predator. Got a grungy gas to knock off where your tummy at like Relicor. I'm that thing that's trapped under your cellar door. Gladiator music here now forevermore. Y'all bitches shouldn't touch that mic. Call Michael Vick, the unit dog fight.
entertain the gladiators, swinging weapons at the fabricators, till nothing remains. Civilized savage broke the chain and ran wild. Your clowns fell in the ant pile face first. I wage hurt till I hit pay dirt, or make the K hit they shirt, they work. But not like me, I power forward, none hold the block like G, I'm flagrant. I write pavement and speak street, and produce hits on producers for weak beats. Speech heat, you feel it from the cheap seat. I'm hotter than a Waikiki beach, get your soul ripped. The impact will make a rapper do a whole flip. I roll flips till we burn up through the whole zip, and load shit till they turn up on the road clip. Finish, 8 MCs, I'm a straight up menace. Want beef, get your cake up with it. Got heat, you should wake up with it. I'm that serious, pussy. For a period, period.
Y'all bitch shouldn't touch that mic. Call Michael Bates to take you in dog fight. Put us in the ring, homie, don't walk fight. Walk on all fours, so they unit dog fight. Y'all bitch shouldn't touch that mic. Call Michael Bates to take you in dog fight. Put us in the ring, homie, don't walk fight. Walk on all fours, so they unit dog fight.
Rocky, bitch.
That was my nigga Roz Kaz, man. Underrated MC. If you ain't never checked out Roz Kaz, man, y'all need to check that brother out, man. He is very underrated. I know, you know, during his time out, man, he was out. He was another MC that came out, I want to say around 93, 94, around, you know, the Souls of Mischief area, California. You know, but he kept fucking up, man, getting in trouble with the law, man, going to jail and shit. You know, he getting ready to drop an album and then, you know, kind of the Benny Siegel syndrome, man. You know, you trying to promote your album, but you can't promote your shit from in jail, man. So, yeah, he another cat, man, that, you know, that came out, man, and, you know, he's still doing it, you know, but it's just hard now for him, man, because niggas is so fickle and just fickle niggas, man, you know. So, yeah, that's a cold MC, man. He a lot of cold MCs came out with albums this year from, you know, January all the way down, man. If you didn't pick it up, man, you know, you got Tony Touch, Slum Village, Roz Kaz. Man, so many cats came out with albums, man, and you know, Static Selective album, man. A lot of shit came out, and y'all niggas ain't biting on it because you steady feeding off of, you know, other stuff, man. You know, I can't fuss, that's what you like, but it's so much other talent out here, man. And you niggas ain't, you ain't hearing it, man. Anyway, in other hip-hop news, just picked this one up. Not sure how much truth is behind it, but it's from Black Scoop Media. And a Black Media Scoop, should I say. And, saying Busy Bone is sick. Now, for those who ain't familiar of Busy Bone, that's Bone Thugs and Harmony, one of the members of Bone Thugs and Harmony. And they have a picture of him. He, you know, he look high to me. He don't look sick, little yellow nigga. You know, he look high. You know, he smoke a lot of weed, he drink a lot of liquor. That's what happens, you know. But anyway, there is a story surfacing that he was on drugs and sick or both, and dude fired back that, you know, well, there's the speculation that, he lose weight, you got a substance, I mean, that's what happens if you got a substance abuse problem or something like that. I mean, it ain't like the new dude smoked a lot of weed, drank a lot of liquor, I'm sure there were other substances in there. You know, they're trying to say he was, you know, back in the day he was using opium, but hell, you might as well use crack, maybe, you know. Like I said, as you get older, man, you know, the picture I'm looking at, man, he looks hot. You know, sunken eyes, he looks sleepy, you know, he looks older, man. You can see the gray in his beard, man. You know, the wear and tear, man, shit look a little, Lil Wayne don't always look like a gremlin, but the old gremlin, you know, the older he gets, the uglier the motherfucker gonna get, man. You know, he's still gonna have bitches chasing after the shit, oh, Lil Wayne, all that bullshit. The nigga, oh, man, when you doing syrup and all that stuff, man, that's what happens, man. You get old, you get sick, and you get ugly. Shit, I'm getting ugly. I'm old, shit. I'm getting up there in age. I ain't ugly, though, I'm just saying. But anyway, yeah, man, that you know, he fired back, and he was like, no, I ain't sick. You know, I lost 70, 80 pounds, you know. It's just pretty much, it is what it is, man. You all know the nigga do drugs. Shit, it ain't nothing to do. Shit. It ain't nothing to do, man. But whether he's sick or not, I can't call it, man. Drugs do that shit to you, man. I can't call it. Let's see, another news. Oh, my girl off of True Blood, man. Retina Wesley Woodley. Retina Wesley. There we go. Retina Wesley. Plays town. She the little spunky ass country black chick that be on there, man, with a cute self, man. Never knew she was married to a white guy, though, man. Yeah, she got divorced. I know this ain't really hip hop news, but I figured some of you cats might think you got a chance, you know, to holler at Tara. And she looked like her attitude stanked on, man. I ain't even gonna front, man. If her attitude is anything like his is on the show, man, I don't wanna fuck with her, man. But, yeah, she got divorced, man. I never knew she was married because she ain't. That's something else, too. I got to tell you, man. Now, I can respect the person, man, if you married. But you're going to take my last name. You better put my shit in Jada Pinkett Smith, you know, Jada Pinkett Mutiny in that motherfucker, man. You're going to take my last name. Somewhere in our married title, my last name going to be there. I can respect that you are a superstar, but you're going to take my last name, motherfucker. Fuck that. You know, you better just hyphenize my shit, but my shit better be somewhere in that title. You know, all this bullshit with cats don't take your last name and all that, man, that's some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? If I sat up here and spent all this goddamn money to marry your ass, you taking my last motherfucking name. And that's just all it is to it. So all you women out there on that bullshit, well, you know, I want to give you my last name, and you soft-ass motherfucking males out there allowing that shit, get your balls and hold them in your hands real tight, because that's not happening to me. I'm not taking my girl's last name. You don't take my last name. I don't give a fuck what decade, 2013, whatever. You taking my last name. But anyway, back to the story. Yeah, she got divorced. She filed on the 16th. Irreconcilable differences. Of course, they couldn't get along. Either that or she found some new motherfucker to fuck with. You know? But, yeah, I never knew the chick was married. So, who knew? And shit, as much fucking as she was doing on the show, fake or not, man, ain't no, if you seen True Blood, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. So who knows what happened with that relationship. Anyway, we got less than a minute in the show. I want to apologize if you came in late and you was looking for Bruh Man to be on the show. He was on the show, called 9 o'clock sharp. We just started late. Like I said, I had shit to do. And my shit overrides what this show talking about. So, you know, do you understand? Because he had shit to do yesterday, so. But I still came through. Hey, y'all, an hour, you know, chewing the fat, talking shit. We talked to Bruh Man. If you're out in the Chicago way, this Friday we got Jazzy Jeff at the Shrine. And big up to Brianna and Green Reed from Treehouse Family. Y'all don't know, that's some Chicago shit, but look up Treehouse. If you're in the hip-hop, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. Jazzy Jeff's going to be at the Shrine this Friday. On the 31st, Labor Day, we got Eddie Griffin, Kim Whitley, G-Thang, and Bruh Man, Reginald Ballard, for those who don't know. He gave his government name on the show, so, you know, I'm just saying. Come check that shit out. And aside from that, I want to thank y'all for listening to the hour of the show, the abbreviated hour of Naja Head. And I will see y'all next week. Hopefully, you know, well, we had a full 2 hours. Ain't going to be no biggie with that. But just bring your ass next week. Enjoy the show. And I want to thank y'all for coming. So I'll see y'all next week. I have some new music for you, and we can go from there. Peace.
Tell me who the hottest in town. Reaching your location, even places not around.
travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs, so yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend, and 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's the D-Hour Show, yeah, I said it so you know, coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll, let's hop aboard the starship, the hottest spaceship, showing love to underground artists, yeah.